It's time to talk sports. It's mid-September, and for fans of Major League Baseball, that means only a couple of weeks are left before playoffs get underway. But before the games begin, NPR's Mike Pasca has been stacking up the baseball stats, and he's here to share his findings. Hi, Mike.
They're about to topple over, just so you know.
So as you puzzle over the numbers, what patterns emerge?
Well, I was really looking for some unusual stats, some outliers, maybe guys who will set records, either the good kind or the bad kind. And I did come across something that I do think explains a phenomenon. There is a relief pitcher. He's the best relief pitcher in baseball. His name's Aroldis Chapman, plays for the Reds. He's been taking a break. His arm is a little tired, which means for Aroldis Chapman, uniquely in baseball history, his maximum pitch velocity is around 96 miles an hour. Now, there's no such thing as having a decreased pitch velocity, that's 96, but with Aroldis Chapman, who could reach 105, it is.
Oh, wow.
And the stat that I was looking at is he was on the pace to set the record for the best, what's called K per nine, most strikeouts per nine innings. Now, for a month there in July, he was striking out 56% of the batters he faced. That is amazing. No one ever strikes out more than half of the batters they faced. It dropped off a little. He was striking out only about a third of the batters. So that's the sort of thing that maybe a manager would look at and say, yes, even though it's 1 or 2 miles per hour, it's having a big impact. And that's why Aroldis Chapman is taking a little bit of a break to try to get his arm strength back.
Other team stats that caught your eye?
A pitcher on the Angels named Irvin Santana has just been giving up home runs at a horrific rate, about 1.9 per nine innings, which means that you go see Irvin Santana pitch, and if you're a fan of the home run, you're probably going to get one. And what's important about this is it's not just a bad pitcher. It does sort of explain why the Los Angeles Angels have underperformed.
There are other pitchers on the Angels team that have been doing well. I mean, you can't throw the whole roster out just because of Santana.
No, but this is important. Everyone pays attention to their pitcher, Jared Weaver, who might win a Cy Young, and they pay attention to Zach Greinke, who they got in a trade. But the fifth guy or the fourth guy in the rotation pitches just as often as those aces, and that's often a hidden explanation for why a team doesn't do well. I was talking baseball on Morning Edition, and someone wrote in when I mentioned some of the disappointing teams, and it was a Detroit Tiger fan. He said, sort of funnily, how dare you call the Detroit Tigers a somewhat disappointing team? And they are, and I think it's a sort of reason why the Angels are a little disappointing. The Tigers signed Prince Fielder in the offseason. Prince Fielder's done really well, and the Tigers were good last year. You take that set of facts, you say to yourself, oh, the Tigers are going to be good this year. It's the other guys on the roster, guys like Johnny Peralta or Alex Avila, guys you don't think about. When they underperform from last year, that has an impact on the whole team. Baseball's one of those sports where the eighth guy in the lineup is just as important as the slugger who everyone talks about. The fourth guy in the rotation is just as important as the ace of the staff.
So do you have a stat that explains the inexplicable, like how good the Orioles are?
It seems mostly to be fortune, although I do have to say that the Orioles have good relief pitching and an extra innings relief pitching, and using their relief pitching wisely is one of the things that correlates to success. But for all these stats and all these numbers, sometimes fortune comes into play. Orioles fans should be basking in the success of their season and know that so far the gods have been smiling upon them.
Mike, you have a curveball for us?
I do. The past couple weeks, I've been reviewing some movies for Backstage Magazine, and I decided to merge my day job into that. I saw a movie called Knuckleball! Exclamation, which is weird because knuckleballs don't really come with exclamations. They come with maybe interrobang, which is the question mark exclamation point. And why I recommend this movie is it merges the myth and the history of the knuckleball with some great graphics. So you see archival footage. You see the knuckleball dancing in air. And it's just sort of nice to see a sports documentary that doesn't just trace a team, but traces a pitch. And also, there's lots of physics involved. It's a well-done movie.
NPR's Mike Pesca. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.
Jesus is standing at the home plate. He's waiting for you there. Well, you know life is a ball game, but you've got to play it fair.
Yeah. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.